Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. And now, with just 10 shopping days left before Christmas, 9 before Hanukkah, 11 before Kwanzaa, we're opening up the phone lines for what we call Shop Listener. This is basically a free classified ad for your business. We do this every year to give you small business owners, or heck, big but local and independent business owners and gift sellers, a fighting chance against the big box stores and the online behemoth I shall not name. If you own one of these local businesses and you've got gifts to sell, give us a call now and shout out your business. 212-433-WNYC. You are invited. 212-433-9692. And listeners who are going to do some shopping, you might want to take notes, because the idea here is to connect WNYC listeners to each other in the form of supporting each other's businesses. So again, if you own a shop anywhere in our listening area, New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, or if your business is online, you don't have to own a physical storefront. If you run your own Etsy shop or you sell anything online, that would make a great gift. Give us a call now and plug away. Tell us about your gifts and maybe pick up some new customers and fellow WNYC listeners. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And here to ride along with this is Jason Chen, senior editor for The Strategist. That's New York Magazine's online shopping site. Hey, Jason, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Are there a lot of people who make a conscious effort to shop local? It's so easy to shop in the, you know, big box stores, or so easy to shop online. It does take a little extra effort these days to do something else, right?
That is true. And, you know, there's something that's going on right now where it's a really good idea to be able to go offline, look at stores in your area, find out what things are local. And then if they do happen to have an online shop, to go shop there and then get it delivered at your convenience. It's something I think that we, as people who are moving in fast-paced worlds, we're on our mobiles, we're on our computers. It's something that you can really tailor to your own experience, because lugging things around can be a little bit tricky.
Nice. Let's start with a phone caller from Brooklyn. Peter, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What you got?
Good. I own a store called Shelsky's of Brooklyn, advertising and delicatessen. We do tons of smoked fish, smoked salmon, bagels, pastrami, and for the holidays, you know, really some high-end stuff and lots of caviar. And, you know, we like to kill it at the holidays, obviously. We're located at 141 Court Street. And we're at 718-855-8817.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Peter goes first. So if that's of interest to you folks, there it is. Let's take Michael in Orange, New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Great. Thank you. I have a company called The Hand Stuff. We make an all-natural hand balm for dry, chapped hands. And we manufacture it in New Jersey. It's made with all U.S. ingredients. And so for any of your friends that you work with their hands, or musicians, or working outdoors, it's the perfect remedy to protect and heal your hands. We make it from shea butter, lanolin, vitamin E, coconut oil. Again, it's all natural. And our website is www.thehandstuff.com. And I'm going to give you my 800 number, and we'll give you, all the WNYC listeners, free shipping just for calling. And that number is 888-779-8900.
Say that number again.
888. I think that's the number. actually, I'm going to give you this number. 862-252-7791.
All right.
That's direct to our office, but, and we'll send that order out immediately, and you can have it as a stocking stuffer or however you want to use it.
Can they get a WNYC discount on the website, too, thehandstuff.com?
I have to get that taken care of today. I imagine I can do that. So give us an hour, and okay, we can do it on the website as well.
Okay, thank you very much. Jason, do you think the gift receiver can usually tell when the gift giver has done a bit of extra thinking, or does it add to the delight of the gift when there's a story behind it, like trying to avoid the big boxes and the online behemoth whose name I shall not mention?
I think that's true. You know, There's always a little bit of a special incentive that we have to help somebody find the exact perfect gift. You can go on this wild goose chase. I do think that if you can file away a little bit of information about somebody, something that may have mentioned offhand, that really does help you as a gift giver to come up with the perfect gift. It's something a little bit more extravagant than they would buy for themselves, something they have a little bit of practical use out of, that really is sort of the hallmark of the perfect gift.
All right. Let's try Sierra in Brooklyn. Hi, Sierra. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What you got?
Our company is Love Wild Design in Brooklyn.
Love Wild Design.
And we hand make all of our sustainable gifts. We have paper that is embedded with seeds and then letterpress printed so you can plant it in and it'll grow. And then we have a whole line of foodie gifts and tea, recipe dice, and bath products.
And your website, you have one?
Yes, it is lovewilddesign.com, and we did a little coupon code for all WNYC listeners for free shipping. You can just type in WNYC at checkout as we listen to you guys every day, all day in the studio. So it's all made listening to Brian Lehr.
Nice. Makes me smile. And is that discount code, did you just come up with that now because we're doing this segment?
Yep, we just entered it because we've talked to you before and we just love you. So, you know, we want to share it with other listeners.
I'm so happy. Sierra, thank you very much. Happy holidays. Julie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Brian. So my partner and I own North Sky Kung Fu, and we're a Chinese martial arts school on 28th Street. And we teach Eagle Claw Kung Fu. We teach kids. We have kids programs, adults. We teach Qigong, self-defense, Kung Fu, Tai Chi, and we're offering all sorts of gift vouchers so you can give people the experience of Kung Fu. So people can buy two classes, two Qigong classes, two Tai Chi classes, Kung Fu classes, a month of classes. And it's a very family-oriented, homey place. We have a great kids program. And as I'm telling people lately, with this election craziness and anxiety, we've tried to create a place where people can just focus on their own health in a timeless, fun, playful way. So that's North Sky Kung Fu and NorthSkyKungFu.com.
So,
and our phone number is 917-657-6104.
North Sky Kung Fu. And you sell gift certificates?
Yes, we have gift certificates, a variety to choose from. And they can actually stop by and visit me or call, email. We are very friendly and accessible, and we're trying to build a place on 28th Street where people can just come and be healthy, learn self-defense if they want to. And like the previous caller, we're big fans of yours, and I listen every morning. So WNYC fans, it's your kind of place.
Julie, thanks a lot. Scott in Saddlebrook, you're on WNYC. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Brian, how are you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I'm with a company called Fun Truckin' Mobility. We provide wheelchair-accessible vehicles for rent as well as for sale. We've been in business now 40 years. I am a loyal listener to NYC. We provide a discount for any listeners as well. It's an interesting time of the year for people that may be wheelchair-bound to try to be able to make it to some holiday parties and different things like this. Although,
so to be clear, you rent or sell vehicles like cars and trucks that are wheelchair-accessible?
That's it. That's exactly it. We even have, like, a Kia Soul that has a wheelchair access to a Toyota, to a Ford Explorer, but they've all been modified to allow an actual power or electric wheelchair to go into the actual vehicle. And it's a solid company that has been in business, like I say, 40 years. Just recently found out about the shout-out opportunity and wanted to just let people
Good.
Know about it.
And would this be anything from, like, renting a car for a day up through sales?
Correct. Exactly. So some people may only want to take someone that's been in a nursing home or bound up at home, and they don't get out a lot, and they'd like to go ahead and just, you know, rent a vehicle for a day,
and take
them
on a trip.
We have that availability.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that with everybody. Fun trucking mobility. I got it right?
Wheelchair getaways is the other thing. And I'll give a phone number for folks. It's 973-546-1900. Or our website is, of course, www.fasinfuntruckinmobility.com.
FTM.com. Scott, thanks. And still with us is Jason Chen, the senior editor for The Strategist, New York Magazine's online shopping site. Some of these are great and so different from the normal gifts that people might expect to get. I think we all know that person in our lives who's just a really, really good gift giver. Your site is called The Strategist, or your column. Is there a way to be strategic and become that person?
Oh, that's a good point. You know, actually, I think that the art of actually asking someone what it is that they would want is a little bit underrated. You know, the joy of finding that perfect gift, obviously, is I think we all would like to be able to intuit and pull out of thin air exactly what it is the recipient would want. But sometimes asking is not the worst thing in the world, and you can actually get at what it is that is practical and going to actually get everyday use in somebody's life. So really paying attention to the signals. And then sometimes if you really are just hard up for ideas, asking them a question about what is it that you like to do, how is it that you like to do it, is there something that you've been dying to get that is maybe just a little bit too extravagant for where you are right now. That's kind of the best way, I think, to find out what it is in somebody's life that they might actually want and use.
So, listeners, we're going to run out of time for this in a few minutes. We'll take a few more phone calls from listeners. And if you're just joining us, we're doing our annual segment that we call Shop Listener, basically a free classified ad for your business to give WNYC listeners who own small businesses that produce things that might be holiday gifts a little leg up against the big box stores and the online behemoth I shall not name. And if you out there listening to these want to, you know, shop with these folks, that's up to you, but that'd be cool. But when we run out of time for the phone calls, you can continue on the website, and a lot of people are already posting their wares using the hashtag Shop Listener. I said website. We use Twitter for this. So using Twitter, it's just the hashtag Shop Listener, one word, obviously, because that's how hashtags go. Hashtag Shop Listener if you want to continue this after we take a few more calls and run out of time for it on the air. Zach in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Zach.
Hi. I'm calling about a unique product that I think could definitely help a lot of your listeners and perhaps their children. So I'd love to tell you guys about it.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Yeah, it is a protective beanie. That is a winter hat. It's a perfect day to start talking about this. That includes protective plates that it doesn't replace a helmet, but it's definitely better than nothing on your head. If you're an active person, particularly I'm a skateboarder, and helmets are frowned upon in street-style skateboarding, and some of your listeners may have had trouble getting their kids to wear them, for instance. So our protective beanies are a unique product that definitely, you know, can offer some protection for active people in your life and on your Christmas list who are resistant to wearing helmets, or for you yourself if you're resistant to wearing a helmet. They've also been really good for certain police departments and others working with heavy equipment. So these protective beanies, I'll tell you the name of the company now. It's Crash, appropriately, except it's spelled C-R-A-S-C-H-E. And you can find the hat that I have helped develop with the company for skateboarding. It's the Thrash version of their hat, spelled T-H-R-A-S-H-E, and that's the Thrash beanie by Crash Hat. It's a really unique product. The easiest way to check us out is actually on Instagram, at Crash Hat, C-R-A-S-C-H-E, hats, H-A-T-S.
Would one version of this be like a bicycle helmet that has the winter hat, you know, knit hat over your ears kind of thing?
Actually, the company started when Bob Kleva, the owner on Long Island, had a biking accident and wasn't wearing a helmet, suffered a concussion, and then tried to develop a winter hat with some protection. He's not a very aggressive cyclist. My little brother suffered a horrible head injury, actually rollerblading, and my mother always would ask us to wear a helmet when we went to the skate park or went out skateboarding, and we'd say, oh, yeah, we'll wear one, or, you know, Mom, I'm sorry, I'm not going to get hurt. Skateboarding's different than what he was doing, blah, blah, blah. And I eventually found this product online, and I said, sure, Mom, if you pay for it, I'll try it. I got it, and it didn't work right for skateboarding. So I got in touch with the company. I said, listen, I really want to make this thing work.
Right.
Let's make it deeper. Let's make it tighter.
Awesome.
And
awesome. Give the website. Give the website website one more time.
Thank you very much. It's crash.com, C-R-A-S-C-H-E, and we're easier found on Instagram, Crash Hats, C-R-A-S-C-H-E, Hats, H-A-T-S.
Thanks very much.
Thanks,
Tyshawn in Brooklyn.
Thanks so much.
Hi, Tyshawn. You're on WNYC.
Oh, hi. So I'm Tyshawn Henry, Brooklyn native. I'm an artist and printmaker, and I create my own original designs using photographs, hand drawings, and I use them on textiles, so anything from T-shirts to hand-printed, handmade bags. And as well, I will also have original artwork for sale.
Redbridge Studio, you said, right?
Yeah, so my company is Redbridge Studio. And two things I can tell WNYC listeners. I actually have an online store, which is shopredbridgestudio.com. So I know that's a mouthful, but it's shopredbridgestudio.com.
Straightforward.
And actually, this weekend, December 17th and 18th, people can find me in person at the Brooklyn Makers Market at the Williamsburg Bank building in Williamsburg. So that's, I think it's 175 Broadway.
Great. Or shopredbridgestudio.com. Tyshawn,
yes.
Thanks.
And one more thing. Yeah. I can also offer any WNYC listeners free shipping as well. I can put a code on my website. We can use WNYC like one of the previous callers as well. So
all right.
I'd like to offer that as well.
Thanks so much. And we're just about out of time, but Jason, are you seeing any trends in gift giving this year that are interesting?
You know, what's really interesting right now is that for millennials especially, the color millennial pink is still going strong. So if you have any women in your life who are between the ages basically of 16 and, let's just say, 50 or something, the pale pink is a really good idea, whether we're talking clothes, we're talking accessories, headphones. You can't really go wrong with the pale pink moment right now. And for men, actually, the idea of the luxury tapered jogger, if we're talking about lounge pants, the slightly luxurious sweatpant that he can wear around the house and then even wear outside is something that we're really seeing taking off.
Jason Chen, senior editor for The Strategist, New York Magazine's online shopping site. Thanks for helping out with our Shop Listener project today.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners, again, you can keep using Twitter, the hashtag ShopListener, if you want to post your local independent business that sells holiday gifts. And everybody else, feel free to take advantage of those WNYC discounts that people are spontaneously including with their listings. And Shop Listener, if you can. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. General Arnold Panaro next with some very interesting observations about the military aspects of the transition. Stay with us.